Hello everyone, this is Walter here. Just wanted to formally welcome everyone back to the Murder Board Podcast and thank you for joining us on the first episode of Civil Trials. As I said before, this is a more relaxed and more in-depth discussion show based on movies and TV shows and other topics that we can get to. Right now, the lineup is mostly TV shows with a few movies in there, but I hope you guys will enjoy those. Also, I wanted to say that in this particular recording, me and my guest host, Ben, had recorded the podcast, but at the same time, we were also on Instagram Live. So when you listen to the podcast, you will hear some echoes and delayed reactions or sped up reactions. And it might come off as awkward, but it's still a great conversation. I did the best of my ability to edit it as seamless as I could. But this was just a special episode to like welcome everyone back, and so we decided to do it live. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I will talk to you guys at the end.
I felt was a really strong character was Nadia. I feel like she's one that we should definitely also talk about. Obviously not make her the center of attention, but just give her a shout out. Cause god damn, she went through so much shit. Like, dude, it was crazy. The poor, all the stress that girl had, and yet she still, you know, she was able to like move on. But other than that, all the characters, each one had their amazing story. I mean, I feel like each character definitely developed and evolved into something either really good or really bad throughout the seasons, and that's what I love about the show. The character development was really good, really well thought of, and props to the writers, to the creators.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Murder Board Podcast, but this is a different segment of the podcast. This is actually Civil Trials, so welcome to Civil Trials. Civil Trials will be a discussion show for the Murder Board main feed. I am your host tonight, Walter Williams, and tonight I have a special guest by the name of Ben Rivero here. Rivero?
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry about that. It's just that my dog walked in and he opened the door, and on the camera it looks like a ghost just walked behind me. I'm Ben. I'm a good friend of Walter. I'm really excited to finally be part of this podcast. We both have we share the same passion for any types of films and any moving images. So I don't think there's, you know, anyone better than us to talk about this than us too. I'm very excited, and I really hope to share with you guys my insight on this amazing topic that we have for you guys tonight.
Yes, me too. Ben, this is, before I get into all that, man, we haven't podcasted in a while. Remember the first one we did?
This was literally years ago.
It was literally years ago.
We still are babies. We were we were babier back then. It was really fun. It was really fun because you know, when you're truly passionate about films the way we are, it's really fun to share our insights on what we pick out on whatever film we're watching, and just discuss about it. Just because a lot of people might be thinking the same thing. I know for a fact, you know, I have friends that they wish that, you know, there were discussions, like deep discussions about TV shows or films. So let's try to do that.
Yes. I 100% agree. It was like 2015, and we sat down at a Popeyes after rehearsal, and we talked about Star Wars for like a good hour.
back when I had my dreams of being a Broadway star.
I still have those dreams. All right, but for tonight, we are talking about the Netflix hit Elite, or Elite, as I've been corrected.
They're all the same. They're both the same thing. They're both the same thing, by the way. They just pronounced differently, obviously.
Yeah. This is Elite or Elite is a Spaniard international show that Netflix has. They've been over the years slowly been leaking out these international shows, and they're actually surprisingly really good. But Elite was the one that caught my eye. The show is basically it's basically How to Get Away with Murder mixed with Riverdale and kind of sort of Glee in a way. But the whole concept behind Elite is the first season starts off with a school being burnt down, and in order for the reprimands for that school being burnt down, three students were selected to go to an elite private school where all these rich people are on a full ride scholarship as long as they keep their grades up to a B average, C average. And so as soon as those kids arrive, you basically have your class divide where you have your 1% versus the other percent. But then what really drives the show is that it's a murder mystery because one murder occurs. And so throughout the whole show, you're pretty much trying to figure out who killed this person, this very important person. Usually it's a very important person. And so today, me and Ben are just going to go through what we love about the show and why we think everyone should check this show out. Like we said, it's on Netflix. So my first question to you, Ben, is what were your overall impressions of the show and how have you first heard about it?
I heard of it, obviously, like most of you guys know, I was in Poland recently for a couple months. While I was over there, I met a special lady who's now my girlfriend, and she was the one that introduced me to the show. It was a very weird thing for me. After she started explaining to me what the show was about, especially because it's in Spanish and this is fucking Poland, so. You know, it was all like new to me. I didn't know Spanish made TV shows or movies. So she pretty much like bothered me until I started watching it. I watched the first episode. I was like, okay, this is getting interesting. And I'm one of those guys that the first episode has to catch my attention. And Elite definitely has that little special effect on the viewers. And the show's entertaining. What else can I say? It has literally everything you want in a drama / murder mystery show. It even has some comedy in it for the Spanish speakers. Unfortunately, I don't know if like the subtitles translate the jokes in there correctly, but it's really entertaining. What I like about this show is that you have all these characters and the viewer can somehow identify themselves with one of the characters or a couple, many of the characters. I know that happened to me. I don't know if it happened to you, but and
oh, it definitely did.
The talent, dude, the talent in this show was amazing. I've personally fallen in love with most of the actresses and actors in this show physically. I admire Spanish talent. It's honestly I think it's the best thing that's come from Spain in so many years. And it's one of those shows that you just have to keep watching the episodes, episode after episode after episode. And I remember when I started watching it when season 2 had just recently released, and oh my god, when they said there was going to be a third season, I was like literally counting down the days. But I definitely recommend it. I'm not really like a drama TV show guy, but Elite is definitely something new. It brings something new to the entertainment industry. And I'm looking forward to whatever happens next with the Spanish entertainment industry.
It's I
Does
loved everything you just said.
sound
It does sound like you
like
relate on it because when I first saw it, I think I was scrolling through Twitter and it was the announcement of the first season. So I was like one of the earlier viewers. But yeah, and I remember the teaser trailer for the first season. Again, I was just scrolling through Twitter one afternoon and the trailer came out, and it was just like the reveal of the title, you know how the title sequence goes where the it starts off with the E and then it goes to a backwards E and then it spells out. And that was it. And I was like, oh, this looks pretty interesting. But I didn't know it was in Spanish. So when the first season came out, I was like, I watched the first season. The first time I watched it through subs, because that's when I figured out it was in Spanish. I was like, all right, I'll just check this in and see what this is about. And I instantly fell in love after the first episode. And we'll get
Well,
into more of the
that's
individual episodes. But that first
that's
episode
another
from
thing I
that
want to
first
add on
season is
to.
amazing.
The show is meant to be in Spanish, but it's amazing the way that like the rest of the world has accepted it with just subtitles. It's not easy for an international show to get that much attention, especially here in the United States. I'm telling you, when I was in Poland, like everybody knew about the
Man,
show
it's
and they watched it in Spanish. And that's another thing that makes the show so great, such an international hit. Also, to most of my Hispanic viewers, you might remember this show from like the early 2000s, maybe not early, I would say like 2005, mid 2000s. There was this show like it was a telenovela that came out, which was really popular in the Spanish speaking countries. It was called Rebelde or RBD. It's the same thing as about these high school kids that got in trouble. The names have said it all. It Rebelde means rebellious in English. So, in my opinion, I feel like Elite
my
is
opinion.
like an RBD 5.0, like so much better. Obviously, in the RBD there wasn't any murder. It was more like a just drama, like teen drama thing. And Elite is a whole different thing, man. It's like so exciting.
Yeah, I was about to say, was there a lot of sex? Because every episode there's like
Well, the thing
eyes
about
and
RBD, because it was like on a it was on Univision, which is like family channel, and obviously they're not gonna be putting that thing. But since Netflix doesn't give a fuck about any none of that shit, dude, it was like a sex scene like in every 10 minutes I saw a sex scene in Elite.
And they make it so
It
entertaining
made me
too,
feel
even
like I
when
had
it's
a
like
shitty
silly, but
high school experience. Like, you have these kids worrying about
same.
like murder, and
But
I'm here
like,
worrying about if I'm gonna get to class early or not,
man, because there's a lot of things that I love about this show, but it also strikes me because I also love Riverdale, and Riverdale is such this heightened exaggeration of an already like out there comic book series from like the 60s or 50s. But Elite reminds me so much because you have these teenagers. They're supposed to be teenagers, and they're even at like a private school, and they pretty much act like adults or at least like college students, and it makes me laugh so hard because it's just the situation they get into. Because overall, because the show is not just about murder, that's the main crux of the show. But I think when you even get into season two and three, you got like a drug deal going on, you got extortion, you got blackmail, and then we got all types of other dramas. And it's so jam packed of like topics, and it's so appealing. But they make it work all together, which is it
Well,
just amazes me
someone
how
just
they're able to
commented
do
right
that.
now, sex always sells. And that's very true in today's, and I feel like in today's industry, especially for a younger audience for some reason, because this show is a hit for like the young audience. Obviously, I guess I don't, support it 100% that it's good for like a 9-year-old to be watching these episodes. But I mean, I guess,
Oh,
the producer.
no. I would
Yeah, I mean, it's
recommend it for
normal.
like a 14-year-old.
I'm sure there's like
14
14 year
seems like the
olds,
right age.
fucking under the bleachers. I don't know. But anyways, that's a topic. I feel like the producers were very real with this show. They were actually telling a story of what actually happens in today's society. I'm sure, kids do like all that shit these days. Not maybe not everything, but most of the drama that's in the show. Not obviously not the murder, obviously not the murder, but like teen
Oh,
drama,
yeah.
teen drama.
Not the
And
murder.
they did
Yeah, they
really
are
good
still worried about school
in
and graduating.
portraying that reality that we live in, I guess.
Yeah, so let's go down to our favorite characters. And I was trying to narrow it down to one, which I can, but I also have like a list of other people that I absolutely love from this like first shot of seeing them. But I want you to go first. Who is your favorite character?
Well, because this is one of those shows that each season the character develops into either a super cool character or like a super shitty character. For example, when the season first started,
Definitely.
Samu was like my go-to guy. That guy to me, he was so cool. But I don't know, but I feel like towards the end he started getting more shittier and he started getting depressed. I mean, after everything what happened to Christian, to his brother, his mom, his whole situation, I mean, his life is pretty much fucked up, dude. But
Yeah, he cannot
right.
handle it. Like, okay, so when the show started on Samuel, to me he was just your
Right,
run-of-the-mill main character. And I don't feel Samuel gets a story until season two, because that's when he is able to not be the main character anymore. It becomes more of an ensemble. I mean, season one is an ensemble, but I feel like the main story is driven by Samuel and his decisions.
right.
And I didn't really like him that much. I was more on that
Okay.
on season one. There's a clear
Right.
divide that you're supposed to pick a side, and I was clearly on the elite side. I was like, no, I'm gonna chill with the popular kids because they're
They're cool.
cooler.
They just
You know, you
murdered.
just got
One of them just
Samuel
murdered
and
somebody.
Christian and Omar. But still, like they dress nice. But again, like you got like Samuel, Christian, Omar, Nadia, man, what's his brother's name? Nano. I was just like, who are these guys? Like, why are they so pressed about everything? They just got into a school. But like you said, as the episodes go on, you
Right.
start to really like feel for everybody. And by the end of season one, I was like, wow, I can definitely get with Samuel. Because here's my thing, and I don't want to spoil the okay, so each season there is a murder or a
Right.
situation that takes place. Season two is kind of different, but season one and three, there are two clear murders that happen. We're not going to spoil the murders or who did it or who got murdered, but my main suspect in season one, because he was the main character,
I
was
mean,
that
literally,
Samuel was the killer. And I was
yes.
like, I feel like it's Samuel because it
Well,
starts off with him
yeah.
and he's the one that looks the most guilty.
Obviously, that's the first, literally, the first scene you see when the show starts. But I immediately took him off my list because I was like, there's no way they're gonna reveal who the killer is on the first episode. I didn't, honestly, honestly, I didn't have any
Yeah, there's like eight
like
episodes
real
to go.
suspects at first. But anyways, back to I guess when we're talking about the characters. I wanted to ask you who also who like who would you how do you see the characters? Who would you relate to the most?
Getting into my list here. So, season one, right off the bat, my favorite character was Polo. I feel like he's a really cool character because he's the one he's it's him and a few others, but it's really him who has like this like pressure cooker quality. Because I didn't have any suspicion against him at all during season one. And again, we're not going to spoil anything, but Polo to me was like the one I would. One, he kind of reminds me of you, Ben, just the way he looks, because the actor has like the bushy eyebrows.
Wait, which one?
And the, like, he's kind of taller than everybody. But
absolutely not. Polo, don't ever insult Polo like that.
Dude, he does look like you, because Polo. Yeah. I feel like the actor is so good. He has like he goes from being like a child. He kind of comes off as the most childish one. And then he switches, and it's like, oh.
He's a singer in real life, too. I just, like, you know, just a fun fact. Gangster. It's not like I've been stalking him for, like, the past 3 years.
If anybody's watched the show, the actor that plays Polo.
Hey, no. Look, I'm not gay, but Polo is a really good-looking guy. I mean, honestly, literally. I mean, obviously, but
full of good-looking.
I think Polo stands out. Let's be honest, you know?
Polo and my second favorite character, Carla. Those two are like.
Don't get me started with Carla, man.
They're
don't
carved out of
get
stone.
Me started.
And man, bro, no, I want you to get started. Tell me what you think about Carla, because she's.
Oh God, man! Like, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man. Somebody wrote, "The young audience reptilian brain is drawn to fear, survival, power, food, and sex." You can incite emotion with these visually. Once the emotion is incited, they will get connected to the experience. Very true. Very true. And I feel like that's why this show is such a hit. Because the producers did a really good job drawing in the younger audience. And if you go on YouTube and look up the Elite premieres, you're going to see nothing but like young people there. Literally. So that's a very good point. Carry on.
All right. So as far as my character list here, so I have Polo. Polo is my favorite character. After him is Carla. So the rest of these characters afterwards are people I just like, I've grown to love. Also, before I do that though, Christian in season one is
right.
Absolutely hilarious. He's like the best thing. But I'll touch more on Christian later because I like what more he represents. But so the other characters that I have that I've really grown to like was Guzman, Ander, Lou, and Rebe or Rebecca. Man, by the end of season three, Guzman gets a pretty solid arc, and I'm like, you know what? I can like this guy because I hated him in season one.
Annoying to me. The thing about Guzman is that, you know, he feels he's so hurt from his sister's. Oh shit! Sorry.
Sorry. Oh yeah, no spoilers. But he does go through a very extensive mourning process. I think.
All he has in his you know, he has so much what's the word? You know, he's angry, he's revengeful in a way, he's remorse. Yeah, he's very remorseful through this whole situation. He's not. I mean,
he's not a complete.
It just, you know, his all these feelings inside him make him make decisions that are, you know, are not the wisest, and they affect him. You see throughout the show how they affect him, like how his actions and his feelings affect him throughout the season, and you know, you see a whole different Guzman in season three than from the first season, obviously, the first two seasons. Well, season two, obviously, you also see him developing into the Guzman of third season.
Yeah, I feel like Guzman, the character, throughout season one and two, he's operating on two different versions of being angry. But season one, I kind of like better because for any of the older audience on our live here, Guzman and his girlfriend go after one of the scholarship kids in a plot straight out of Cruel Intentions, which is one of my favorite movies ever. Right. That's pretty much the plot, and then they just kind of extend it to the point where it does, you know, spoilers for Cruel Intentions, but Guzman doesn't die at the end. He actually ends up breaking up with his girlfriend for the other girl, But by the end of season three, he is definitely one of my favorite characters because, you know, you got this stereotypical, like, jock dude, but he's also, like, you know, he kind of knows his place now that everything went down. Usman is a guy that loses pretty much everybody around him. Because by the start of the show, he's like this alpha. Everybody knows what he says. But then by the time it ends, he is pretty much alone. And he's only got like a few people left beside him.
Yeah. Guzman, I feel like he's one of the characters that develops into something good. He literally humbles himself like all the way to the bottom. I feel like it's a very good story for this character. But you know, thumbs up. I'm Team Guzman, man. Whatever team he's on, I'm in.
So another character I have listed here is one that I feel like is the most underrated character, but Ander. He's pretty much, so by the start of it, you're pretty much like a standard gay character. But, man, dude goes through a lot through season two and three, where he definitely goes through a lot. And season three, where he finally gets a broader storyline. But, man, Ander, he's kind of like the wise sage because each season, they give him a moment where he just kind of stops everybody. He's like, look, I forget what season it is. I think it's one or two. But he sits down with the detective and he's like, look, you keep talking to us like we're kids, but you keep treating us like we're kids when the fact is, we're kids, but you guys are the adults and you're the ones that failed us because people are dead and half of our class isn't graduating because you guys won't tell us the truth. And I was like, true. All the adults in this show just lie to their kids and don't tell them what's going on, and that results in the kids.
I feel like somehow Ander is definitely another cool character. It's honestly the one that I identify with him in a way. Not completely. Just he's one of the characters that I can actually identify with. You have Ander, who's literally stuck in the middle of two worlds. He has this group of elite friends, and he's literally with, you know, the people from the slums, you know. I end up hating Omar, honestly. I do end up hating Omar. I feel like he became shittier. He was such a cool guy, you know? He was such a simple gay guy,
season one, he was like, I'm a drug dealer. But, like, Omar does the utmost extreme things in every small situation. Like, okay, so in season one, no, not season one. I think it's season, I can't remember. Okay, I'll use an example from season three. Season three, him and Ander are kind of like on a rough patch. And Ander has a clear reason to be upset. But Omar just gets upset for no reason and then go off and cheats. So it's like,
get
aside, Omar. And I, you know, season
season one,
he had the whole thing with his dad, which was okay. I like him and Nadia's relationship though. But Omar is a character I can't stand. But I don't want to see him go to either. So that's why I was really lucky that
season
three.
Omar's situation with his parents and Nadia, there was definitely something new for the viewers. I've never seen such a cool story about a Muslim family getting, separated and united in a way. I liked it a lot. It was something new. But yeah, like you said, man, it's like, As soon as Omar like hit freedom, he like blew up. I mean, there's literally one episode where he's dressed like as a woman.
Yeah, like it's completely. Like, the Halloween episode was one of the best episodes of the show. But Omar just comes in dressed up as like Rocky Horror Picture Show, because Andrew suggested him to be more gay.
And then I'm like, I'm just a simple gay guy, you know? He's a cool guy, simple gay guy. I mean, see, what I like about Ander, the reason why I say I somewhat relate to him is that, he likes to minimizes problems for others. He doesn't like to get everybody involved, or he doesn't like to hurt other people. So, for example, when he had a situation about, he has obviously, and he tries to push his boyfriend away so that he doesn't include him into his problems, and I can relate to him in that way, honestly, which is why Andrew's one of my favorite characters. But I'm telling you, I just love how he's like stuck in the
Yeah,
middle of two
Andrew's a real
worlds
one.
completely, and he's trying to stay at peace with both of them.
I did like in season two where because season one you're like your main trio, which is another thing I'll get into much later, but I do like the setup, the structure of the show, or the character structure. But so at the beginning of the series, your main like on the rich kid side, your main characters on of the males are Guzman, Polo, and Ander. And that all gets shattered by the end of season one. But then at season like right in the middle of season two, they all get back together and they have this like sweet moment. And I do like that Ander, Polo, and Guzman offer these three different sides. But then again, Ander gets everything taken away from him when Polo does something, and it's like, oh no. And Ander's he's always caught in the middle, but he's always like, his I feel like his answer to every situation he's in is either an ultimatum or he just kind of ducks out until he needs to say something. He's always the one that's just like with his back against the wall.
I agree with that. I couldn't have said it
So
better.
we'll go through these next two characters really quickly because I do want to get into my spiel about the structure of the show that I think is absolutely amazing, and it's something that I incorporated into my own writing way before I realized what it was. But it was something I was always like attracted to. But so these next two characters, these are my top two female characters besides Paula, but
First
Lucretia
of all,
and
it's
Rebe,
pronounced
those two are
Lucrecia
awesome. They are
and
hilarious to
Rebecca,
watch.
not Lucretia. She's not American. It's Lucrecia.
Okay, I don't know if I specified, but I watched the dub version. So in the dub version, they call her
That's
Lucretia.
funny.
So I was
That's
like,
funny.
hey, but often they just call her Lou, but usually
Lucretia sounds like
in the first few episodes they're
Lucretia
like
sounds like she's from like
Lucretia, and I was
Louisiana,
like,
like New
oh,
Orleans or
okay, is it her
something.
name
Lucretia? No, this is a Spanish Lucretia. It's a
Lucretia?
Lucrecia.
But yeah, Lou and Rebe, these two. Okay, Rebe's story was really interesting given that she comes from this like drug dealing background. Her story kind of leaks into Sam Wells for season two and three. Rebe shows up in season two. She buys Guzman's old house after they move at the end of season one. And then Lou was Guzman's ex-girlfriend. And season one, they were kind of on and off, but then they officially broke up.
I've seen Lou perform in t on TV since like she was 5 years old. But anyways, getting to her character. Oh man, it's because Lou is for the first season, she's literally a bitch. She's like the most toxic girlfriend ever.
Yeah, you
I feel
don't like her.
so bad for Guzman. But as you start getting to know her more and more, and the events that happen in second season and third season, you kind of start feeling sorry for her. And she ends up being on my good team, so I feel like she ends up evolving into a good person at the end. So
Definitely by the end of season two and three. Because what they do is that they give her a crutch. They give her this very flawed crutch, who's honestly one of the other best characters of the show, but I just didn't add him to my list. But Valerio,
Fuck that guy.
man,
He's cool.
what are your thoughts on
Or fuck
Valerio?
that guy. Well, see, Valerio's a guy I would go to a
Oh
party with,
man, I like I
but he's
ended up
not a guy
liking
I would
Valerio.
consider a good friend of mine. After
He's
what
definitely
happened
one
to
of the best. Him and
Cayetana,
Cayetana,
Polo, and then their little
they're not
weird
very good friends.
trio threesome that they had, I don't know. At first, he did seem cool, but he's one of those characters that developed into something shitty. So, no, he doesn't have my support. I don't support him. I would rather stare at a picture of Samuel for like 3 hours than look at that guy again.
Again, they have that whole Valerio Cayetana and Polo situation going on, and I was like, it's just very appealing to me on a psychological level for each character's development, because you get how one situation can spawn off into like three different solutions. A big plot line in season three is that Carla ends up becoming addicted, unknowingly becomes addicted to drugs based on so much she's dealing with. And you know, Valerio and Rebe are the ones selling her the drugs, but Cayetana and Polo are the ones who are in the relationship with Valerio. And so you have like this bad guy team. Here's the different tiers of bad and who can tell what. And it's like, oh, that's a situation. And I'm trying to make it as clear as I can, but it's something I absolutely love, where you pretty much have three characters and all three of them come up with situations or solutions for a situation. The same thing happens in X-Men, the later X-Men movies, where you have Professor X and Magneto and Mystique, and the film and the plot is driven on those three's relationship. I'm trying to think of more, but it's done a lot less. You kind of get it in Riverdale again. They do it very badly there, and you have more than three people. But I think Elite gets it the best, and I recommend it on that alone, just to watch that. If you're really into writing or psychology, you do get this, like, I don't want to say it's like a cult mentality type thing, but these characters often pair off into threes, and then they all come back together at the end to come up with a solution for everything that they've done separately. But that is just that's what I love the most about this show. And I feel like more shows are starting to do this three-point perspective thing more, because it for me, it offers the audience to relate to each character at the same time, instead of just siding with a character. And then you just have, like, you know, I'll bring up Riverdale again. You know, you have people are like, Bughead for Betty and Jughead. And it's like, no, Barchi for Betty and Archie. And then, ships are fine. They're their thing. People like the duality thing. It's the whole old school, like, bad guy versus good guy. But I think when you have three people in it, it becomes less about who's the bad guy, who's the good guy, and it becomes more deeper and more about moral and ambiguity, where it's like, you know, neither one of us are really bad at heart, but we've all done bad things. But we all together, we're good to each other, and we make each other happy. And that means something. And then by the end of the season, it kind of all falls apart. That's what I love most about this show. Well, I'm glad you brought up the threesome thing again. So this is what I'm going to get into my nerd monologue here about the character setup of this show. What I love the most about this show is something that I've loved in writing and screenwriting. And I'm going to try and be as clear as I can. But I don't know what it's officially called, but I call it three-point perspective, where you pretty much, the show operates, the show is an ensemble. It has so many characters. What they tend to do in each and every season is pair the characters off into threes. And so each storyline has three characters involved in it, or those three characters have their own storyline to deal with. So in season one, it's not too clear in season one, because again, everything is strictly divided into two, but they still do it. Like I said, at the beginning of season one, you have Polo, Guzman, and Ander as their little team, and then Carla and Lou and Marina as their little team. And then on the poor side, you have Omar, Samuel, Nadia, and Christian. But Omar's not at the school, so it's just Nadia, Christian, and Samuel. So what I'm saying is that I really do like how they pair off these characters into three each season, because for me, it's a way to separate the plot lines and then also feel like it's still important enough to bring back in. Because for an example I have is a big criticism I had with Stranger Things season three is that all the characters are completely separated and then they come back in the middle. But then by the end of the season, they're all scattered again. And it's like, I don't get which storyline is important enough to pay attention to because every storyline is just going. Same thing happens in Riverdale, and it's bad, and they do it badly in Riverdale. But Elite is the one show I've seen done completely, like masterfully. This three-point perspective. So when we get into, like, the throuple, like, threesome thing, in season one, you have Polo and Carla as, like, a couple, but they bring in Christian as a way to spice up things. But then as the season goes on, they both end up falling for Christian. And then it leads into like disastrous things. And then in season two, Valerio comes in, but I don't think we get a thruple type deal in or a threesome type deal in season two. It's normally hinted at, but they still do the same 3-point thing. You have in season two, it's Omar, Samuel, and Carla, and they have their little storyline that kind of intervenes. And then you have Polo, Ander, and Guzman back together. And then Christian's in the hospital for some reason, but Carla gets a bigger like bump. I feel like it's done the best in season one and three though, because season three is I think season three is my favorite, but to me it's very bittersweet based on who gets murdered. So to finish up, I want to talk about. I want to ask you what your favorite episode, moment, and
okay. Season is. This is a really tough one because this show is full of a bunch of good scenes. I'm gonna have to go with season three, the last episode, where Marco Polo. Where Polo literally comes out clean to Guzman at the party where everybody's at. It's the graduation party and everybody's there. And everybody's surprised and kind of mad that Polo came. And he just literally comes out clean to him. And, you know, I don't know. I love everybody's acting in that whole scene.
Guzman does end up forgiving Polo at
in the beginning, right? He was like, no, fuck off, literally. That's he after told that. Him that. Okay. And it just you could feel like never. The hate that everybody had towards Polo that day. Not
you too.
I feel really bad too, because like even in the graduation ceremony,
you feel so bad for like, Polo.
They called him man and made him look like a fool in front of everybody. Honestly, it was one of the, in my opinion, it was one of the best, one of the best scenes out of all the seasons.
I will say that's definitely a large highlight for me. I think I'm gonna say the same thing. My favorite episode so far is that last episode of season three, because they seem like they wrapped every storyline up that they could. Because I'm gonna say that confidently, they wrap up every storyline from all three seasons together so tightly. But it's this very nice bittersweet ending. It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same thing. 13 Reasons Why season three tried to do. Which I like that ending too. That the ending of season three for that one was really good, but they kept one little they kept two plot lines kind of still threaded out there as like a hey, we're coming back, but and you know all the characters who were left were there. But I feel like the way Elite did it was more artful and more respectful and more more creative. Because every character gets there, like the whole thing with Kayatana, after everything she's done, she's lied, she's cheated, she's done illegal things, and the way that she ends up back where she is.
Also, just I feel like,
She was content.
She literally dropped all the way back to the bottom.
Completely fine, and that's like
even worse. She ended up just like her mother. Remember, her mother was a janitor.
After all she did.
And it sort of gives you like, you know, it's a like good life lesson, you know, like don't fucking, you know, don't be someone who you're not, you know, you're not meant to be. You know? Stop pretending to be someone who you're not.
Yeah, like we both ranted about Omar earlier on the podcast, but I mean, Omar finally gets his act together and goes back to school. Finally, he's not so much on his high horse. Ander is in a more good spot. And again, Guzman and Samuel, I like that developing friendship that they have. But yeah, we're just kind of just telling everybody the ending of season three. But that is by far the best episode of the series. I'll also say the very first episode of the series is really good because it just hooks you into everything. The way everything is like gills together, all the characters are introduced. The very first episode of season one is really good. My favorite moments tend to be the murder moments, though, because I like figuring out who did it. Season one, I didn't know who did it. I can usually figure out a mystery, especially a murder mystery, in a show usually about halfway through. But Elite was the only show in a while that's kept me guessing, and I didn't get it. So I was like, you know, it was a good scene. Season two is not really a murder per se, but I didn't get I didn't guess the twist either, that what was going on. And then season three, I was just dreading that moment. But I was like season three, I was like, I had a feeling it was going to be this one character. I had a feeling it was going to be Ander, because they give him everything and he had nothing to lose. And I was like, Ander's the murderer. But then they flipped it and I was like, no, wait a minute. I guessed wrong. So that's what really keeps me coming back, is watching those like murder reveals. But I also say, any moment with Carla, whenever she has to get really deep with anybody, is amazing. That actress is she's really talented. She does this thing where she looks like she's about to cry, but she keeps her composure until she can't anymore, and it just comes flooding out. And I was like, oh, and it really makes you feel for her. And then the last thing I'll say is something I brought up earlier. Whenever Ander, each season they give him a moment where he just spills out the real. And it's like, look, we all need to get our act together. Or he's like, look, you need to get your act together. Like, he's like the wise sage of it all. And he can be the one going through the worst time, or having the worst time. But take the moment to tell all his friends, like, hey, this is what's going on. We need to focus, because whatever you're doing does not matter right now. Whatever you're crying about does not matter right now. We all have blood on our hands at some point, some way, shape, or form. And I'll agree with you. Season three is definitely my favorite so far, but right behind it is season one. I don't want to say season two is bad. It's just I think season two fails because it's not – I won't say just because they decided to switch it up and it's not an actual murder. It's more of a missing persons deal. And I think the best thing about season two is that they're able to, if season one started off with everyone divided, season two does a great job of intermingling everyone in there. Everyone is just on the same playing field by the end of it. But I think season two fails when really, I think it's just the new characters aren't as strong as they should be when season two starts. They get better by the end, or really in the middle. But I don't think anyone ever likes Kayatana, but you do feel bad for her by the end of that season. But she's kind of the worst character in there, because she doesn't really get a lot to do when her storyline is over, which is about like a little pretty early on. I really like Rebecca in season two, though. I like her family. I like her. She's basically like the daughter of a queen pin in there. So again, season two was just a weird.
Yeah, it's like season two was really more good, like prepping the stage for season three.
I think season one and three have a lot to say.
Good information to know.
It wasn't filler, but it was a lot of everything. Right. Here's where we need to get the characters to go.
I'm about to start the season beyond characters. And absolutely. Well, look, this person right here, I'm going to tell you something. When I was told about the show, I was like, oh, just going to get another drama, teenage drama show, mystery murder show. Trust me, this is way different. Elite is definitely something different than anything I've ever seen, honestly. And I watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of murder mysteries. It's not my genre like it is Walter's. But, I mean, if it comes from Walter, he's, like, the master of murder mysteries. He knows his shit. And, I mean, if If he recommends it, then I would go for it. I'm giving you my honest opinion. I love it. I seriously
I
do.
Tried.
You
I
definitely
tried.
should go check it out. Anybody out there that's interested, I mean, it's an emotional roller coaster, man. It really is.
It really is. Yeah. So we're just about done here. I want you to. What would you rate
from
this
1
show?
To 10? I would give it honestly
from 1 to 10.
A solid 8.5. The only reason I'm saying that it's missing the 2 point.
Gotcha.
I didn't really, really enjoy the ending.
Me too, man. I obviously recommend this show. I would rate it. I would go a few points above you. I'm gonna give it a solid 9. I'm and that's just a lot of, you know, the extra point for me.
I do.
If I was thinking critically, I would probably give it about a solid 8.5.
Yeah. But
that extra point is just my bias.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do think the show is absolutely great. I think it's really well written and very well acted. And if you just give it a chance, either subbed or dubbed, I watched the dubbed version. I did watch the sub for the season 1 because I watched season 1 twice, and I watched some episodes in season 2 subbed, but I mostly watch it dubbed. And so I'm more used to the American voice actors. But either way, it's a very different experience when you watch it, but either experience you go with or going with both, this show is absolutely amazing. I do think it's I don't want to say it's underrated, but I do say it's a sleeper hit.
They are
planning on doing a season 4, which I'm very excited about. I can't
you
wait
think
to
so
see where it goes, if some characters will come back or not.
Yes, the ending and very last few scenes,
the ending.
I feel like after the party
about
scene, the big party scene, after all that,
yeah,
I feel like there could have been just a little more. A little more. But other than that, it was what it was meant to be. It was entertaining. It made me fall in love. It opened my interest in international films and series. And it was just, you know, it was fun. A lot of fun watching it, you know.
Yeah, they're doing season 4. They're definitely doing season 4.
Oh, wow. I have not
I
read about
so
that.
They've,
I honestly, I feel like there was
I don't know
no
if they've already announced it
need
yet,
for
but
a season,
I know
four.
Doing season 4.
At the end, everybody looks like they're okay.
I think
you know?
They left some things. They left some things
well, I mean,
out
would,
there.
It would be interesting what they do for season 4, honestly. If they do decide to make it, it would be
yeah,
really
yeah.
interesting
yeah,
to see what
know.
The writers come up with. And I will look forward to it. Sure thing, bro. Anytime,
so,
you know,
thank,
I think we should do this more often.
Joining
honestly,
me on this,
I enjoyed it.
Podcast.
You already
so
know
we,
what the next one I want to talk
will.
About is.
I do plan on doing this more often. Oh, yes, and I am slowly getting through that. We won't make
yes.
any promises on that one, though, because I don't know when I'll get done with it. But we will definitely talk about that when we can. So, for everyone listening, thank you for listening. Thanks for everybody in the live who's been watching and chatting with us. We obviously recommend Elite on Netflix. You can stream all 3 seasons now. Not a plug, but we're just saying we really love this show. Thank you for listening to the Murder Board Podcast Civil Trials. I'm so glad to be back doing this. I promise I will get more episodes out there as soon as I can. I don't know when these will be released, but I will do my best. So be sure to like and share and tell all your friends about it, and we will we're gonna end now and great conversation, right? Well, I just wanted to say thank you again for listening. This means a lot to me, and I just want to make sure that you guys enjoy it. Please give me all kinds of feedback, comment, and if you really like it, share it with friends and family. That can always help the podcast out there. There are definitely new episodes coming. These episodes for Civil Trials will be released on Fridays, either every Friday or every other Friday. I have some great guests and some great topics lined up for you guys. And I just hope that it all works out, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So stay safe out there, stay healthy, and I will catch you again on the Murder Board.